All right, guys, welcome to episode 11 of Nonsense and Deep Thoughts. I am Corey here with Justin. And today we thought that we'd continue our discussion from last week about the strange, the unusual, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
I love Bigfoot. There's a twist on this one, though. It's a live interactive.
Yeah.
With TikTok, with Twitch. See how it goes. Should be interesting. We will be reading stories, communicating with both chats.
Yep.
Talking to each other. It's going to be different.
It might be difficult, but I think we can pull it off.
Trendsetting.
Trendsetting. So, guys, if you have a story to tell us, feel free to tell us right here in the comment section on TikTok, on Twitch, whatever it is. Guys, if you also want to get to Justin on Twitch, the people from my TikTok, you can put into your search bar twitch.tv/clutchkiller16. He is live as well.
Clutch with a K.
Clutch with a K. Okay, so, all right, right off the bat, PixieGirl4080 says, I had a ghost walk right through me.
All right, so explain. We need more information. Did you feel it?
It's pretty wild.
What happened?
I'm going to assume this crazy chill came over her.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Well, I had some cool stories last night on my TikTok live as well. And I kind of hope they come back and tell that story again today because it was wild. I've never heard a ghost story like the one I heard last night.
Oh, well, then why did you let him tell it last night? Just say nope. Stop. Stop. Save it for tomorrow.
Here's the thing.
But no.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, if they don't come in today, then I can tell the story myself because now I know it. And I know we have another few people here in the chat that have their own stories that they were telling me. Oh, yeah. That's the one fun part about that.
It is what it is. But yeah, no. Interacted.
S. Marie Hilliard says, I've interacted with ghosts all my life. So, yeah, it's the funny thing, too, is Justin and I have had our fair share of ghost experiences. Interacting? I don't really know about interacting on our end. Roll a ball and it rolls it back or something like that. But
no, we have the one that we talked about last week where we were up in the attic of our house.
I don't know if they spoke directly to us or not, though, but we did catch that voice.
Oh, that was so creepy.
F. Maletta 7 says, I've had a ghost encounter at a hunting club, and I think we may have touched on this one last week.
I think you did tell the story.
That's a really crazy one. Faith, I don't know if you listened to the episode last week on Spotify or not, but I tried to tell your story as best I could remember without actually pulling open my phone and going through the messages. But that was a really wild one. Okay, back to Pixie Girl. She says, so I was home alone and thought I heard my dad's voice and walked into the hallway and felt cold.
So did you see the ghost
and
before?
And chills all over my body.
Did you see the ghost? Or just, it walked through you because you felt that? Because I've had that where, I've walked into a room, kind of felt like something was there, and it's just you hit that cold, hot-ass room, and you hit that fucking cold spot, and you're like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that gets me, that makes me really think something's up or something's there, is the smell. I'll smell smoke or a cologne or perfume or something.
Yeah. So we got Christina Dunn on Twitch here. She thinks she's got a little kid at her house.
Oh, a little kid ghost.
Yep. It rolls
That's
balls,
even creepier.
Bounces them, and when she tries to communicate, it leaves. So it's a harmless ghost, but see, that would be cool. That's the type of shit I would like to experience. That,
and see, a kid makes sense, too, because a kid would be kind of
And it's always
a little scared to interact. Oh my God, they see me. What now? And they run.
But it's only when it's only her there.
It's only when it's only her there?
So it may look at her as, a motherly figure.
That's a possibility. Okay.
And when you try to talk to it, probably thinks you're yelling at it, so it runs the hell away.
Now we have Wanderers Are Not Lost. My neighbor just told me she saw a shadow figure at my old house, up for sale now. Things would move at my house all the time.
See, I wouldn't. So, would you sell a house if you thought it was haunted?
I mean, Not that I sold the house because it wasn't mine to sell, but we just moved out of a house a year and a half ago that I'm pretty positive.
But not because it was haunted.
Not because
it was haunted. And you felt something here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no.
Not just because. I wouldn't sell it just because.
If it was something demonic, maybe.
Like my experience here.
No, like crazy demonic, tried to kill you, like leave scratches up and down you all the time. Like some of those stories I've seen on TV.
Like the movie Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Pixie's story, where she felt the cold. She said, I felt it walk through me, and the strange thing about my dad's voice is my dad had passed away 2 months prior to this incident.
Oh.
That's pretty wild.
Okay, yeah.
Would just like to say welcome in to everybody who is popping in and out of the TikTok live. I see Catherine Mendoza. Hello, how are you doing today?
It's nice to see you. So Christina added to her story. Her house was built in the 1800s. There's a lot of history there and some very strange things that happened. It was a post office, ooh, a brothel, ooh, a one-stop Pony Express, and there's an underground tunnel that leads a mile down the road.
There's an underground tunnel underneath your house?
Have you ever traveled this tunnel?
How else would she know it leads a mile down the road?
I don't know. But if you do, please send me video of it. I would love to
There's no way I wouldn't go through that tunnel.
So, Christina, you are like 11 hours away from us. I may have to make this trip just to walk that tunnel, if it's passable.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
That would be so fun.
Let's do it. Weekend trip. Marie Hilliard says, I was about 5-ish. My parents and her were visiting my mother's sister's house. It's a two-story, and the story will continue. I'm just reading it as it rolls in, so I don't forget, guys. Wanderers are not lost. I believe the shadow figure is why the cuckoo clock chimed 3 times. It wasn't functional. Now, you had something like that happen, too, where something didn't have batteries in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it started to sound off.
Yep. I don't even think the toy was supposed to make noise.
That's even weirder.
And it was making noises. We tore apart a toy box and found that it was coming from this fucking toy that isn't supposed to make noise. It was creepy. So the tunnel is sealed up. This podcast is going to go everywhere. It's going to be bouncing back and forth.
I like it. It's so interesting.
The tunnel is sealed up, but there's old newspapers about it. So what was the tunnel used for?
So let's unseal it. Let's stir up all the bad shit. All that bad juju.
Bro, I wonder if Pennywise is down there.
Getting back to Marie's story, we'll refresh, recap here. She said she was about 5-ish, and they were visiting her mother's sister's house. It's a two-story. She was upstairs alone. She was going to go in her male cousin's room. And there was a very old man in his bed. And I'm assuming this old man was not a member of their family. That's going to be a little crazy.
It's kind of like the old lady at your house.
It's like the old lady. And she always had a nightgown on, too.
Like, what do they call those? Seriously, there's a name for
them. Oh, the one that I was talking about last week, the residual haunt?
Yeah, the one at your old house, like the long...
Oh, the nightgown, a muumuu, is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah. A muumuu. For robbers.
The woman dresses in Civil War dress turned me around and... Oh, wait. Okay. So a ghost turned her around and walked.
So it physically touched you.
That's what it seems like. And like... That's the coolest thing, I think. We need
more in-depth on that.
I think she's getting there. It's just tough on TikTok because it only allows you like 100 characters per line.
How?
So it has to be broken up. Like, when Wanderers was a child, she used to play with a little girl. Her mom saw her once, then vanished. Old dress. Ooh. See, I've never gotten to interact with something like that.
Not to the point where we've seen it, but we've interacted. We've had flames shoot up.
That was the Ouija board incident, and that's a little weird. And it wasn't like, Kane from the WWE, you know, he comes in and the flames just go pow. They just kind of rose up gradually, but still.
It wasn't gradual. I mean, it was tiki torches, and they went from, you know, normal tiki torch flame to this.
and then stayed like that for a little while, like a few seconds, and went right back. And it wasn't, it would have been one thing if it was just one tiki torch that did that to us.
It was all of
But it was the entire circle of tiki torches we had all went up and then dropped at the same freaking time.
Yeah, it's definitely spooky.
And the great thing is, there was at least 10 of us who witnessed this.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was a whole party.
Yeah, and some people, like, just don't... They're like, nah, that never... Bullshit, you saw it. I know you saw it.
All right, so back to this one. The woman dressed in Civil War dress turned me around and walked me to the landing of the stairs. Mentally told me that he didn't feel well. She also asked me to be quiet. I said, okay. Went downstairs and asked her mom and aunts, who the lady was. Oh, jeez. Same house, older now. Something held me down in bed, terrified.
That's the scary shit.
Said something to me, but I can't remember.
That's the scary shit.
See, now I know that people deal with something called sleep paralysis, and it seems like something is holding them down. They can't move, and like it's like a terrifying experience. But that seems wild. Like, and it said something.
Yeah, that's.
No. I don't want to say that. It would be cool to have a conversation with a spirit or a ghost. I've been spoken to, and that night that I talked about last week with the whole alien thing, I heard that voice. Like, what if that was two different situations? What if one, I saw the UFO, and then two, I heard the voice, but that voice was like a spirit or some shit in the house?
Nah, it was probably the alien.
You think it was the aliens communicating with me?
Using telepathy.
Jamie, so Jamie Burke says, I have that. Are you referring to the sleep paralysis? The Jesus photo I had fell and broke, Wanderers said. Yo, that's spooky.
There's something sharper in there.
No.
Pointier.
Sleep paralysis every so often, she said. That's, I can't imagine how scary of a feeling that is, the sleep paralysis. And the other wild thing where, is... like,
well, that had to have been you. Mine's way the hell over there. Like, sleep paralysis where, like, you're consciously, like, you're laying there and can't move, but you're, like, conscious? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be...
I've had that happen once. That's so...
One form of it is, like, you have, like, vivid dreams and stuff. Like, lucid dreams.
It's like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
It's weird. Actually...
Okay, I feel like we're gonna get... Go ahead.
When I was trying to quit smoking is when it happened. When I was on Chantix. So that gives you very, very vivid and lucid dreams. Like it feels real.
I love that.
Some of them are so amazing. Like, sex dreams are like, you're there, buddy. But no, the one, like, it was literally, it was an out-of-body experience. Like, I saw myself sleeping. It was weird.
So on that, Jamie says, it's like someone is holding my hands and feet down. Like, that must be awful.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't,
So Christina...
We're going to get... Okay, go ahead.
Christina comes in and says she communicates with her grandmother, her cousin, and her uncle after they have passed.
That's really cool, though.
Well, I mean, I saw somebody who did the same thing. Like, she could... You know my mom's best friend who passed away.
Yeah.
It was like 2 days later, I get to my house and this girl shows up. She's like, yeah, and she had been at my house the day before to let the dog out or something. And she's like, yeah, so while you were at work and I was letting the dog out, I got my cards out and I started, you know, doing that. And all of a sudden, this lady, she said her name was Teresa, started talking to me. And I was like, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So the day I found out she had passed, I was a wreck. Mm-hmm. A wreck.
And this girl knew I was a wreck, didn't know the lady, but explained to a T where I sat, what I did, and how I handled it that night.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I was like, oh shit.
So I think we are going to get a good story from this viewer right here, Rivenfire. They said, my ex, when she worked at a hospital in Colorado, she was the one that cleaned up the rooms after.
Oh, Lord. Ow!
So I'm assuming we might get a cool story here out of that.
So now, has anybody...
I have some more here,
experienced
too.
Watching a spirit leave a body, like somebody, you know, passes.
Yes.
And you... I've seen videos. Yes. And you literally sometimes can see, like, the spirit leave the body.
Mm-hmm. That's how I knew when my mother went.
Oh. Oh, see, I didn't know this.
So, the story of my mother passing, she had fought breast cancer for 6 years. She was beating it pretty solid. She had a badass. Stage 4. She was beating that, but then the cancer spread to different parts of her body. And it was right after Christmas. Like, I could tell something was wrong. She looked bad. So she went to the doctor for a checkup after a holiday visit with some family. And they gave her 3 months. So she made it about the 3 months. And I got a call when I was at my bowling league on a Friday night. So I rushed to the hospital. And I was sitting there with my family. We were there for a while. So my sisters offered to stay there overnight. And I went home and got some sleep. I woke up real early the next day. It was like 6 a.m. I woke up. I ended up at the hospital for 7. And I'm sitting there in the corner. My dad's next to the bed. And it's now about like 7:25, 7:30 in the morning. And I'm watching her. And it almost looked like she opened up her eyes just enough to see me, and I could swear to God I saw her trying to crack a smile. After that, I saw one tear, and then I kid you not, like, it was like a wisp of air. Like, I'm not, like, not a shadow, not like this big white thing coming up out of her. Like, it just looked like the air moved. You know, like when you're outside in the summertime and you see the heat, yeah. You see the heat distorting the air above the pavement. That's almost what it looked like. It looked like the air moved and shook. And that's when I stood up. Like, the hair on my arms stood up. I stood up and I just looked at her and held my breath. And I was like, Dad. Like, it's just, I knew. I just knew. It was a little wild.
Ooh.
Now you're getting chills, yeah?
I just couldn't imagine.
I just fought all that shit back right now.
I couldn't imagine watching that.
All right, so back to our viewers. Wanderer says, now she's now in a different house. A man called out to her, come find me, Andrea, Andy, come play.
Yo! You gotta get this on recording. You need to, like, just start recording it. Just hit record.
Have you guys ever thought of doing something like that? Like, setting up a camera in your house or... like setting up recorders, like little voice recorders here and there just to see. Marie says, my current house is haunted. Lady Joanne on the inside and her son that hung himself outside.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So there's a woman that's a spirit on the inside of the house and her son that hung himself outside. Okay, back to Wanderer's story, where she heard the person call out, come find me, come play. She said, I searched and searched, then fear took over me when I realized no one was home.
Oh, that's the ultimate game of hide and seek.
I'm telling you, oh my God. Yo, I'm already loving this episode. We're 20 minutes in, and I'm already loving this episode. I love these stories, guys. Keep them rolling. All right, the guy, okay, the person I said had might have some good stories. Rivenfire. There was still someone in the room with her was common. She told me she had full blown a few times. I'm trying to understand that one. Marie says she missed her dad's passing. He waited until I left the room. See, and that's, I think they know Marie, to be honest. Like, I think my mom was so strong that she held on purpose. Like, she did not want to pass in the night with my sisters there. She wanted me to be there. That's what I truly believe. Like, I feel like she waited.
Couldn't handle it.
Yes. I feel like she waited for me to be there because she wanted me to be there for my father.
It's a lot like animals. Like, if a cat that's an indoor-outdoor cat knows it's going to die, kind of just goes off and disappears.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. So, to answer our question, Marie says no, she's never thought of... Oh, that's what the Riven Fire is probably talking about, too. Says no, they never set up a camera or a recorder. Wanderers said the same thing. She said, no, I never had. I tell them to find the light and tell them that they are safe. So, basically, what she does is she tries to help guide them.
Let them move on.
Yeah. I'm the only kid.
All right, Christina, have a good one.
Oh, yeah, dude, these stories are good. I really want to tell the one story that I was talking about earlier that I heard in my stream last night, in my live stream last night. And I think I'm going to tell it because it was just so wild.
Yeah, I was going to say, so fucking tell it.
Dude, so I've often heard stories about people that have marks left on them, scratches, or they get touched and there's a bruise or something.
Finger, yeah, yeah.
So this person was telling me, she said that the ghosts, I think it was in her parents' house. I think it was her parents, killed their birds, their pet birds. And I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy. So that means just like out of the blue, the birds just died. And she's like, no, like it cut their heads off. So these birds in a cage, they wake up the one day and they don't have their heads anymore. Like, how? That's, like, to the extreme. Like, the whole touching and scratching and being physical thing is one thing. I've never heard a story like that. Like, it literally whatever ghost or spirit or demon this is, decapitated birds. That's wild.
What I want to know is who in that family actually hated the birds.
Hey, my man Derek, what's going on? And the amazing Jesse are here for us. What is going on, guys?
What's up, Jesse?
I'm so looking forward to hearing any kind of tales you guys have. I know Derek, you have some stories for us. I know you do.
Jesse,
I know
you ghost stories, my man. Casper.
Okay, so Riven Fire says, so she would clean room after room and had several conversations with patients. Several times, she... To be continued. So, I want to know if anybody else has ever experienced anything violent from spirits. Anything along the lines of a spirit decapitating your pet birds. I still can't. Like, that's just...
Yeah, but who in that family actually hated birds and just did it while everybody was asleep? That's what I want to know.
Well, see, the thing is that apparently they've had ghost issues there too, so that's why they think that's what it was. So fucked up. Like, look at this. All right, so El Deuterino says the ghost of the living Ozzy Osbourne. It is kind of amazing. He is kind of like a strange and unusual
thing. He is. I don't know anybody who's done that many drugs and drank the blood of a friggin'. What are they? A pigeon?
The bat hit the bat. How in the heck do you misremember that? A pigeon?
I don't. It was a freaking flying animal.
Derek, this is not on Discord. I'm streaming it live here, and we are also streaming live on Justin's Twitch handle, which you can find at twitch.tv/clutchkiller16. It's clutch with a K. Marie, you might like the next two house stories. Oh, I can't wait.
How are you so lucky to have so many damn stories?
Our town in Mexico has many ghost stories and many experiences. That's cool.
Wait.
I can sense
spirits. Is that Jesse?
Yeah, that's Jesse.
I thought you were Hawaiian.
Wanderers Are Not Lost says, I can sense spirits, I guess. I get a tingling sensation through my body. Things intensify when I come over. A guy dumped me. He was scared. Oh, yes, you did. You were telling me about that. That is interesting.
That's a lot like the girl I used to date. Like, mm-hmm. She knew something was around because her lip would, like, her bottom lip would start to, like, tremble. And that's, then she knew she'd get, like, her lip would start to go, and she'd start getting tense and anxious, and she'd start biting on her lip. And then that's when I'm like, all right, spill it. And she's telling me something, like, at that moment, something's talking to her, and it's all getting relayed to me. And I'm like, this is freaking awesome!
Okay, now here's the topic.
Some people do just attract it more. They're more open to attracting it.
Be ready to see if Derek pops over. He's got a story to tell us. He just can't fit it all in the 100 characters. Okay. So, guys, too, that's a good point that Derek brings up there. If you guys have a long story you want to tell, feel free to hop on over to Justin's stream on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/clutchkiller16 with a K. You can fit more characters into a text over there.
I don't think there's a limit.
No. You know what? Hold on. Give me 1 second. I did it again. I forgot to take off Wi-Fi. So give me a second, and hopefully this helps everybody else out.
What does the Wi-Fi thing do?
Sometimes the Wi-Fi fucks with my connection because everything's drawing from it. So, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Did she get it continued? Marie. Okay, age 10. Another two-story. Okay.
What did Jesse say?
Oh, thank you so much, Peggy. It is really cool. Thank you. I don't believe in ghosts, but I understand what could be. Yeah, I've had
people like that.
Yeah, I've had way too many experiences to not believe.
Yeah.
That's me more open. Don't have Twitch. That's okay. Twitch, I mean, and too, if you want to hop on, Twitch is easy to sign up for and it's free. You basically just put in your info, you know, your email address, your name, and you pick a username. It's super easy to get on. I've got my Clinton Road story if you want. I'm down.
Shit, that showed up on yours too.
I'm down for this Clinton Road story, Bustle. I know that you are the same way as Derek. You said that you want, like, you have a long story. I don't know if you heard me or not, if you just hopped in, but you can hop on over to Justin's Twitch channel if you want to type it all out. And we'll read it through there. But his Twitch, again, for anyone who missed it, is twitch.tv/clutchkiller16. Clutch is spelled with a K, not a C. All right, Marie says, the people before us that lived in the house, the town folk, started seeing the man walking around outside. Ooh. It's, you know, it's always cool when other people see the same shit you see, because it kind of helps validate it for you a little bit.
100%. You're right. You can't get on the fucking line.
Yeah, it's so strange.
What the hell?
Oh, but yeah, what was the topic we were on before? I was about to get into something. And about how that would be a good discussion, and I completely lost it. What were we talking about?
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
That's okay.
I may have not been paying attention.
Oh, I got it. See, I just had to go back and see what other people were saying. So on the topic of the person you knew and wanderers, how they start to get that sensation,
okay,
and they have spirits communicate through them. Is this an ability or a sense, if you will, that some people are just born with? Because, I mean, some people might say, oh, well, you have to be open to it. Okay, well, I'm open to it. Why won't you talk to me?
Oh, Jesse, we're going to have to hear that story. Type that up. We'll read that.
Yeah, don't forget, guys, it's definitely all about aliens, too. Tell us alien stories.
We all have the ability to do that. There's just some people who are more sensitive and open to it.
Like, yeah,
they
will talk. Okay, so talk to some of them though, because how many of the people who can speak with spirits or hear spirits trying to communicate or what have you. So mediums, these people, how many of them enjoy having that ability? Like, how many of them love it? How many of them are truly open to it? Or is it more like, I can't stop hearing them? They won't leave me alone. It appears, it happens at the most inopportune times, and I really don't want anything to do with it.
Probably 50-50.
Okay, so what makes you think that it would be because you're more in tune to it, or you're more open to the idea? Like, I'm open to the idea.
Because you're...
What constitutes... Like, what are the prerequisites, if you will,
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, it just seems...
I could send a text and find out, but that would end the good side of this.
Yeah. Yes, it's... let's see. It's a T, right? So, KLUTCH, killer 16, over on Twitch.
All one word.
Yep, all one word. All right, back to Marie. The guy's bedroom was downstairs. The room had an eerie vibe. Mom and I remember never having to dust. Okay, that's a little weird. You could see his footsteps in the carpet and hear the steps creak from weight. Our cat was aware of the guy. Upstairs was his two dead wives that he killed there. Holy shit.
Wait, as ghosts or as bodies?
I'm assuming as ghosts. That's what I'm assuming. Once again, thank you to everybody who has tuned in so far to the live on TikTok and to Justin's live stream on Twitch as well. Thank you guys for being here. Just a reminder for everyone who has just hopped in.
Thanks for the follow.
We are discussing the strange, the unusual, the paranormal, ghosts, aliens, anything out of the normal. If you have a story about something, please let us know. We're here to chat about it, talk about it, and this is going to be our podcast episode that we put out this week. You will hear this on Spotify, so look for that too.
It's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be an interesting listen.
Get on to Spotify. Look up Nonsense and Deep Thoughts. We're easy to find. You got our ugly mugs on there as the photo, and there is no one else with that unique name. Super easy to find. So please share away, guys. That's what we're here for today. The not having to dust is crazy, isn't it? Like, never having to dust in that room. I've never heard something like that about a ghost or a spirit. What do you think the reason is for that? Not even a stab in the dark, right? Like, me neither.
The energy doesn't allow it.
Okay, so yeah, not their physical bodies, she said. She could,
okay.
She could feel the ladies and the hall closet. She couldn't go in. Like, that's got to be, like, quite the repelling type of energy.
Yeah. Crazy energy. Oh, hey, we got a long one from Wanderers.
Oh, here we go.
All right, ready?
You got this?
Yeah. She said, when I was a child, I would always talk to things. My mom had to take me to a family
Bruja,
Puerto Rican, to get me blessed because she was told that the darkness wanted me. Backstory. The doctors told her that I had died in her womb. That was the reason she was bleeding. She was miscarrying, and they needed to surgically remove me. She went home and carried me to term, where they said I would be a stillborn. Holy fuck! I think we're gonna go silent on that one. Holy shit!
That's kind of wild. That's a cool story. She died in the womb. Now, were they absolutely certain of that?
Okay, so once she was blessed by the good witch, this is the screaming stuff. After that, I kept talking to my imaginary friends. Oh, so shit. You 100%. Have a connection to the other side. You've been
technically
on the other side.
That's true, yeah.
Holy shit.
I think that's cool, and I think the whole concept of spirits and ghosts is cool because it kind of does let us know that at the end of our life it's not the absolute end.
But I think that destroys the bird story.
That is pretty crazy, yes.
That's... Holy... Wow.
Marie says the two wives, his two dead wives, kept it clean. That's why they didn't have to dust.
Yeah, like I said, I think it has something to do with the energy.
Yeah. I was just saying hi to Rainbow Unicorn Fart. I grew up with ghosts at my parents. That's amazing. Got any cool stories for us?
Brie, you got any ghost stories?
Like, I'm kind of stuck on the whole medium thing. On why they get chosen. I'm
stuck on this. Dude, that...
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't even... I want to, like, respond to that and get into that, but I just... I don't know how to. That's a lot.
Yeah, and see, the other thing with that, too, though, is a lot of, like... A lot of times when you hear stuff, like, about kids seeing ghosts, it's them playing with them talking to them. And the same reason that you said with mediums is because they're more open to it. And children are more open to something like that.
Everything.
They don't know what to believe and what not to believe. They just see everything as it is.
Well, that goes back to what we talked about at the end of last week's episode about the movie Baby Boss. Like, where you come into the world and you, like, know everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe some people don't fully grow out of that, which is a good thing.
We were gonna open a whole can of worms on that one, because, like I said, I feel like that has some truth. Well, not truth. It has some kind of connection to people believing in reincarnation.
We can get there. But we have our first alien story.
Bustle's afraid to tell his story now because he said his story's got nothing on that last one. Don't worry, it's not a competition.
Tell it. So, Jesse writes
in.
Back in California, my old town there is a park, Christmas Hill Park, next to it they used to have many air shows. And in a clear day, using binoculars and the naked eye, they were dark in color, silver-shaped, disc, cylinder, triangle. After a while, it was normal for us to see them.
Dude, that's cool.
I want to see one so bad!
I'm surprised he doesn't see more in his home state now.
In Arizona, dude. Always...
Okay, so now we've got the full story from Riven Fire since they found you on Twitch. We've got it all together.
So, Riven Fire. Okay, let's try this again. So, my ex worked in a hospital cleaning rooms with or without patients. Several times she would tell her coworkers about who she was talking to and for how long. It wasn't uncommon, but several times she found out later that said patient had died earlier in the night. Holy That's cool. shit.
Okay, let's go to one of these quick. Let's see. Did she continue? So, Marie's father was a trucker back in the 60s. He remembers hearing a beep. Hours and miles later, he woke up standing at a traffic light. What? That's wild. Oh, he was on a run. I forgot to add. He was on a run. He remembers hearing a beep. Hours and miles later, he woke up standing at a traffic light. So almost like she's kind of hinting at...
possessed and...
Well, possessed, taking control of, or kind of like just teleported, just completely blacked out, not knowing what happened, and just being set in a
Okay, new so location. Sleepwalking. Is it actually sleepwalking, or are you... Since generally it happens to children, I used to sleepwalk. So generally, since it happens to children, when they're asleep, like it... We go to sleep, and our mind doesn't fucking stop, right? Yeah. Like, always something bothering us. So when you go to sleep, that's constantly on your mind. But when you're a kid, you just go to sleep, and you're just free. So who's to say sleepwalking isn't, you know, a spirit taking, like, control for a minute because it took advantage of it, and you just kind of do-do-do-do-do-do.
Which makes it a little bit creepier when it comes to my own child. Because... There have been nights when my own child just doesn't wake up. he has his little night terrors and sleepwalking moments, and he'll just start screaming out, help, 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 help.
So, literally...
If that's a spirit...
Fuck me. I may... This may have just been confirmed, and I may be the one who have discovered this. No. So, Wanderers also wrote that her tonsils almost suffocated her. 3 days later, her sutures bust open. She almost bled to death. She needed a blood transfusion to save her life. She was so weakened that she then contracted the B19 virus, which came close to killing her. She had to learn to walk all over again. So she thinks that her being so close to death as many times as she has definitely helped with the spirits.
Yeah.
Then she comes out with, she sleepwalks all the time and has night terrors.
There's the connection.
Ding, okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Let's see where that goes. Okay, so Rainbow Unicorn, I fear that yours got broken up a little bit on me here. I see laundry room, which was my sign to go to bed, but there was nothing before that. And then it says, I was on the couch with my mom and watched three people walk across the living room and just disappear. I'm assuming disappear into the laundry room, which is my sign to go to bed. Ooh, it's a little wild. All right, so Bustle's telling us a story, his Clinton Road story in West Milford, New Jersey.
So it's that's not too far from there.
It's not too awful far away. And this is back in 2014. We got onto the road, and I was fine until we turned onto a side street. And I instantly panicked. It was like someone flipped a switch. I just knew we weren't supposed to be there. There were handprints showing up on the windows of the car. And my ex was being bitten and scratched by something. My friend tried to record what was happening, but all the files got corrupted. Oh, what do you mean your story's got... That's a good story, man.
Oh, right. Dude.
Fluffy, what's up, Fluffy girl? Okay, now we'll scroll back through. This is the only bad thing about TikTok is I have to keep scrolling. Like, I wish I had a bigger screen. If I could watch this on my laptop, I think I got to look for an app to see if I can get the live on my laptop. Okay, Zookeeper's got something for us, too. Okay, so he said, kids haven't been trained to not believe yet. That's why. Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yes.
And I feel like again, I missed a bunch.
Back to the baby boss thing. Like, that has to be based on something.
You think so?
It has
the boss
to
baby?
Be. Like, I mean... I'm really starting to believe that because the writer of The Simpsons. How does this man predict so much shit happening years before it actually happens? And it's on point.
Yeah.
Like, the one that boggles my mind is Trump announcing he was going to run for president. That happened, he did that, 10 years before Trump ever did it, if not longer? And he had it nailed down, coming down a fucking escalator with the thumb up. I think we said this last week.
Yeah.
So, I truly believe that whoever wrote Baby Boss or whatever the hell the name
Boss
of that movie,
Baby, just reverse the words, bro.
Like, knows something. Like, it's gotta be. That's getting into the conspiracy side of things. But
and that'll be another episode somewhere down the line. Marie says that her father said something like this happened a second time, year and a half apart. I'm assuming year and year apart. Zookeeper, I apologize. I missed a part of your story. I can't find it. And says the ghost of my cat. She moves things around. So you're saying your cat. Okay, your cat died in September. She spent all of her time with me. 15 years. Now she haunts me. Aw.
Jesse.
That's not a terrible haunt, though.
Yeah. We 100%. I do 100% believe that this dude, the Simpsons writer, is time traveling.
Yeah. Time traveling, I don't know. That's another topic. I do kind of believe in that, but only to an extent. Like, I told you my theory last week.
That he was from the future coming.
And he came back and couldn't get back forward. They couldn't figure out how to reverse it or
no,
something like
that. I think he's just
hopping.
Bouncing, yep. He'll bounce forward, get the story, come back, write about it.
What does it benefit him? Like, what does he get out of writing about the future for The Simpsons?
Not only does he have a hit show for the last 30 years.
He always has new material. and then we talk about him as a time traveler?
Yep. This will always be talked about because of everything he's predicted.
Rainbow Unicorn says, pictures would slam down while in my mom's room. And she saw a UFO fly over her house crazy fast and just disappear. I'm all about the UFO stories, guys. Bring those ones on. We finally got back to the end of the... Okay, back to Bustle's story. He says, when we finally got to the end of the road, we realized we had to go back since there was no way home. So they had to go back through the area where she was getting bitten and he was having those awful feelings. My friend who was driving suddenly started crying and yelling that we were going to die. And he floored it until we got to the other end of the road. Jesus. Oh, years apart, Marie said. Not a year apart. So like 10 years apart between the stories of her trucker father who ended up standing at a gas, or at gas, Jesus, at a stoplight.
Jesus.
We didn't even, okay, back to Bustle. We didn't even encounter all the ghosts that are on the road.
What road is this? You're not far Clinton, away, and I would like to drive this. Clinton County?
Clinton Road, West Milford, New Jersey.
Gonna have to Google it. So, I may head that way tonight.
The UFO that Rainbow Unicorn saw, she says it was as big as her house with millions of lights. I would believe that. Dude, I think that our government's been hiding alien spacecrafts for ages on us. Like, I know I've seen shit flying through the sky that doesn't make sense.
Well, they declassified a lot of UFO.
Yeah, and I've yet to look up all that stuff, but I need to. So, just because it's interesting to me.
Time travel, Jesse's take on it. I guess it wouldn't be... I'd call that more visionary, not time travel, but it's more of a window in time where you can see events of the past and future.
You know, I can see it because... especially along the lines of some of these hauntings, like we keep saying, the residual haunts, I feel like that's almost like a fracture in a timeline.
Yeah.
It's just, it's on this loop and just keeps repeating itself.
And who's to say actual haunts, like all of it, isn't just...
True. Like timelines
connecting. A fracture timeline where you're in this house that somebody else lived in, but they're not trying to haunt you. They're just there living their life in their time.
What if they think we're the ghosts?
100%, dude. It's got to go both ways. We think
each other is the ghost. But it's actually two timelines
interlapping. You're just crossing paths.
Yes. Guys, we figured it out. Remember it. Put this in your memory right here. Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast has figured it out.
It'll be on Spotify forever.
Yes.
So, we have
it. Remember it.
But yeah, dude, that... I've thought that for a while. It's just you're crossing. That's it.
Bustle says he wouldn't advise going there, so that means we have to go there.
You don't understand. You tell me not to do something, I do it.
We'll do a TikTok live.
Bro.
From Clinton Road.
I'm so down. I am so down.
The Other. It's a movie. Nicole Kidman. It's called The Other.
The Others? No, I have not. Was that mentioned in yours too? Or did you look on...
No, she said it on mine. So
because Jesse just brought up the movie The Others.
Oh, that's funny.
So let's explain this movie to us, guys. Because I will look into it.
Okay, so... So Marie is talking to you now. His name is Justin, by the way, as a reminder. What mind frame are you in when you ghost hunt or hoping to see some?
What frame of mind do I just open? If I
like hoping to see it, you're going looking for something specifically, like
you're searching. You're actually searching. If I've heard it's haunted, I go in hopeful, but open minded. Like with the chance, knowing there's a chance that I don't see anything. Like I'm not expecting to get a haunt. I would love to experience something, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Because I know if I go in, like. Searching for it. Like, this is what I want to find. I will make any excuse, like the people in Ghost Hunters do, to be like,
yeah.
Oh, that cracking piece of wood over there, that was a ghost stepping down.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not going to make stuff up. I just want to open-minded going in.
Mm-hmm. So Rainbow Unicorn has some more. She says, after my dog passed, I would hear her nail clooping around the living room. I called her name and said stop, and the noise stopped. Aw. That's cool.
So the movie The Others is about a dead family not knowing they are dead and are hunted by the living trying to connect with them. So is that kind of like the movie The Lovely Bones? Where the daughter dies. I think she knows she dies. Or at first she doesn't, and she tries to connect with her dad. And her dad is obsessed with, like, he started building this like ship in a bottle thing. And that's how he kept seeing visions of his daughter. And they would like connect like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think she knew she was dead until
closer to the end. It's kind of like American Horror Story. No. But American Horror Story has a season like that. I believe it's called The Murder House.
I don't know. I stopped watching at season 3.
No, it was one of the earlier seasons. It was just them living in a house.
Oh, that was season 2.
Yeah.
Yes, that was an amazing one.
Yeah, so like they start dying and they don't realize it.
Yep.
The girl
dating the dead guy. Yeah.
Her at the end. That blew me away.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool. I like this new theory that we've come out with. It's just the two lines intersecting. And what we think are ghosts, those ghosts actually think we're the ghosts.
Because all time is like wavelengths.
So that's what we think.
Something like you could have the timelines going like this, and all of a sudden like something interrupts it, and you shoot in, and the timelines cross.
Okay, so they just tried to explain the movie a little bit. Ghosts moving into an already haunted house.
Absolutely, Jesse.
Liz says, The Others is like The Sixth Sense. Now I have to watch this. I'm definitely going to have to watch this movie.
Yeah, it could be like The Sixth Sense, too. Have you seen I think it's called The Lovely Bones.
That's made after a book, I believe, because yes. I'm pretty sure my Janelle wife read that book.
Made me read the book before we watched the movie, because the movie was coming out, and she was like, it's such a good book, you should read it. So I read it, and then the movie did
it justice.
Yes, it was really good.
My mother has gypsy in her, and she told me, she said, never hope for things, but I didn't listen. So there's another line up here from you, Rainbow Unicorn. It just says, car in a ditch and almost died. I don't see anything before that to attach to it. I apologize.
Multiple realities, Jesse? Yes. I do believe, like, there is a me across multiple realities living their lives, and whatever decisions I make ends up pulling me into that reality. You know what I mean?
That's different. So you believe there's multiple yous?
Yeah.
So what he really means to say is multiple realities are completely fucked.
Yeah, like, every decision I make leads me into a different path of that reality.
No, I'm just saying multiple realities are fucked because there are multiple yous. I'm just trying to bust your balls there.
No, they're... they're perfect.
Wow. I'm actually surprised that one went over your head. I usually don't get them past you like that. Oh, you wished your ex would flip his car and die, and he flipped it and almost did. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that's witchcraft. That's something completely different.
Multiverse. It's about frequencies that ghosts use. That's intriguing.
Ooh, Jesse, that's not bad. And when you sleep and dream yourself, you're watching you in another reality.
I haven't thought about that.
That's really cool. Like, yeah. And that would explain, like, deja vu. Like, 100%, I believe deja vu.
See, the deja vu thing, that makes sense because when I get that feeling of deja vu, it's because I feel like I've dreamt it before. I've experienced it. I feel like I've dreamt something like that before.
It's not that for me. It's when I get deja vu, like, I get into a spot and I literally just freeze and I go, I've seen this before. Have you? You're gonna have to send me some links to look into this because I'm into that stuff.
They don't know what to do with just one of me.
I feel the same way, but I'm pretty sure there's multiple of us.
Liz Sykes says that she totally believes in parallel universes. Same thing happening, same time, but slightly different. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Rainbow says, I'm not a witch. I do have gypsy, though, and that's why ghosts are drawn to me. I believe that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Marie says, it's not witchcraft.
Listen, my kid's into witchcraft. I have nothing against it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, these have been fun conversations so far. And I really like when we get into the deeper parts of it. Like why things are the way that they are. And
intersect.
Yeah. Golly, the ghosts aren't really the ghosts. We're the ghosts. Shit.
Or
100%.
Or maybe ghosts from the past don't see us, but people living their lives in the future see us as ghosts.
Yeah.
So there could be somebody in the future, or the different timeline, which is the future, sitting in this room somewhere.
Are we dead?
Exactly.
Are we dead right now?
Who knows?
Holy shit.
And we are their ghosts.
Yeah. Have you ever put your hand on a phone and tell someone to call you?
Yes.
Please don't be scared. I'm not scared.
Yes. 100% I didn't even have echoes. To touch my phone.
Can you explain that one, Bustle? Explain that while Justin's explaining this.
The whole phone thing. I it's not like you even have to touch phone. It's like I'm sitting there and I'm like looking at my phone like, you know, I haven't heard from and I'd like to hear from. Bam. Like within fucking 3 hours. I'm like, oh shit.
I've
multiple times that's happened.
I've pulled out my phone in order to call someone specific and had them call me at that moment before. As I'm pulling the phone out of my pocket. You've done it to me a few times.
Yeah.
Then again, it's usually only you who calls me anyway. But yes, explain the temporal echoes. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's kind of how deja vu happens for me, Rivenfire. Jesse said, imagine when you dream other people, you are the ghost they see in their reality. So when you're asleep,
you're the ghost
in their reality.
That's pretty intriguing. It's a cool way to look at it.
This is so fucking fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so Bustle says that temporal echoes, that's the idea that some ghosts are just echoes of the past. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a word for it. That's that word that I keep repeating, the residual haunts. They would be temporal echoes. That's why some ghosts move through things. They weren't there when the ghost was alive. Yeah. Okay, Marie, I was about 19 and was working in a department store. I was given a management position. To be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.
So guys, those of you who are in my TikTok live right now, Justin here is streaming on Twitch as well. You can find him at twitch.tv/ClutchKiller16. That's KLUTCH Killer 16. I am on Twitch as well. I'm not streaming live on Twitch at the moment, but I am on there as well. Twitch.tv/CoreyNDT. Easy to find over there. And for those of you who don't have Twitch, it's free, easy to sign up, super simple to use, and you can see all kinds of stuff over there, guys. It's not just like podcasts like this. It's there's gaming, there's cooking shows, there's DJs on there. There's all kinds of things, man. So it's a nice form of entertainment. Reality was they'd hired a female from Ohio. I'm in Florida. Huh. So Rainbow Unicorn says that she knew she was going to get in a car accident. Hours later, was in a massive car accident. Well, I'm glad you're still here. Yeah, we can do that. All right, so guys, we're about at our hour mark for our podcast episode. So I think we're gonna call it there. We are going to stay live so we can keep chatting with you guys and keep going with this. But the podcast episode itself, we're gonna call it for that. So
and we will probably continue this conversation on next week's episode of the podcast.
Yeah, we can keep going with this because this kind of stuff is so fun to me.
Yes.
The supernatural, all this is super cool. And I love getting into the deep discussions and trying to put things together, figure things out.
Absolutely. So, podcast.
I have a million weird stories. Yes.
Catch y'all later, pod.
Yep, and don't forget, guys, you can find our podcast pages on Facebook and YouTube. We will be starting to get onto YouTube a lot more often. Hopefully, we end up getting our episodes put onto YouTube. You can find us Facebook and YouTube at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. For those of you listening on Spotify, you can find me on TikTok at CoreyNDT. You can find Justin on TikTok at JustinNDTPod16. You can find Justin on Twitch at twitch.tv/clutchkiller16. That's K-L-U-T-C-H, killer16. And you can find myself on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/CoreyNDT. Please be sure to follow along with us. If you guys would like to help support the show monetarily, you can do so via Cash App. My name on there is CoreyNDT. I'm trying to make it simple. Find me across all platforms under the same name. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, telling your stories, and listening on Spotify or wherever it is that you are listening to the podcast. We are going to head out and see you guys next week.